All right, let's kick it off.
What episode is this? You have no idea.
23, dude.
We're Jordan.
Little babies. Oh. Guys, welcome to the podcast. Jesse Wellens in the house, dude.
This is
some serious throwback.
So throwback.
Like looking at you, dude.
I know, it was creepy when I walked in. I was like, yo, I haven't seen you for like 5 years.
He was like, you got old.
No, I did. I did.
What happened?
You look actually the same age.
Thank you, bro.
No, kids, you're doing a job.
Yeah, I'm gray under this hat, though. I just got to keep shaving it off. Welcome, man. Thank you for making time for this.
Seriously. I dye my beard.
Do you actually?
Yeah.
Oh, I
have a little grays in there.
Yeah.
But I don't get it in my head, just my beard. But anyways, yeah.
Can I tell you something right off the bat?
Yeah.
Super disappointed in this.
What?
Me and my daughter's favorite movie is The New Aladdin. And every time I watch it, I'm thinking, I wish I was Jesse.
I can't act like that.
Bro, every time I watch that movie, I think of you.
I'll take it.
I'm like, that could be Jesse.
Maybe they could do like a Burning Man Aladdin version. I'll do that one.
Well, dude, I don't know where to kick this off.
Me either.
Let's throw it back, dude. Okay. What do you remember about Roman Atwood?
We go way back.
I'm trying to even think of where we start.
I think you went out to stay with them. You and Dennis.
No. Break.com, maybe. Was it Break.com?
Yeah.
Was that where you put in stuff on Break.com?
Yeah.
They actually gave me my first deal.
Okay, yeah, it was Break, and I feel like I saw one of your, maybe it was the Shake Weight video.
I'll tell you what happened. I think this happens to all creators.
Yeah.
You hit a point where you start sending emails to all your favorite creators, nobody responds. And then you have one pop, and then you get responses.
Oh, right.
And I remember thinking like, I finally made it, dude. Jesse's hit me up.
Was it the Shake Weight?
It was probably that or the pee prank.
It was a pee prank.
Those two were like back to back.
Yeah.
We dropped those back to back, dude.
Yeah.
It was like our two biggest videos.
But you were doing YouTube videos for like years before that, right?
Yeah. It was
like
a grind.
Yeah. 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 And then I guess it came across my radar and I was like, prank videos on it. Wait a minute. Hold up. What's this? Because we were like the only ones doing prank videos that popped off at the time. And I saw that. Did I hit you?
Yeah.
On YouTube Messenger or something?
Probably. Yeah, you could, back then you could message people, probably.
And I was like, yo, what's good, Roman? I don't even think I knew your name then. I was just like, what's good with this? And then I just was like, yo, we should just collab, I guess,
right? Yeah.
And then you came to the Jersey Shore?
Dude, I was pumped, bro, pumped.
Yeah, you came to the Jersey Shore.
Yep. First time there, and I think we went.
Roman had zero subscribers at that point, right?
Like zero.
Like 1,000 or something?
We were starting to pop because we had those big videos. The pee prank was like 40,000 subs in that week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But so you were just starting.
We were just starting.
But you didn't have a vlog channel at all.
No. I remember, coming to Jersey. I don't even remember what we filmed. But everything we filmed was a banger.
Yeah. Because we were like, yo, I saw you on Break. I was like, let's collab on Do Something. Come to Jersey. I'm down the shore. and you and Dennis drove to Jersey.
Yep.
And me and Gina, Jen, I think we wrote a couple ideas and I was vlogging it and we just started creating content.
Yeah.
And I thought
it was the coolest thing ever.
Yeah. What would we make though?
I just remember like,
was it that time?
No, that was a different time.
That was later.
I don't know. The viewers will know. But I remember seeing your process and I was like, this is the dream. This dude would get up at like 3 p.m.
That's true.
Because he'd edit all night.
Because I was up all night,
He'd edit all night. This is way before I knew what vlogging was. Mm-hmm. Way before.
Oh, yeah.
And I was just making like these pranks. But I saw this process and I was like, dude, now that's the dream, dude. Work all night, sleep all day, work all night. I love that idea.
Yeah.
And you'd let us stay at your house. And I just thought that was the coolest process. And I don't remember at what point or how many times we visited, but you single-handedly made me start vlogging. Like you were the one that literally was like, you got to start vlogging.
Yeah, I remember that. And I was like, you need to come up with like, I think I said maybe you got to come up with some sort of name for your viewers or some sort of call to action or something. And I think you told me that on your drive home from Jersey, you guys wrote the Smile More idea or something, right? Is that where it came from?
Like the Roman soldiers.
Oh, right. That was what it was.
Yeah, I don't know, but I didn't listen to you for about a year. I remember waiting.
Well, you didn't vlog yet for a year.
No.
Oh, okay.
But I still, to this date, give you full credit.
I'll tell everybody. I appreciate it. But I mean, we're all inspired by something, right?
No, you were like, that's going to be the future. You got to start vlogging. And that was before I knew pranks would die. I was like, yeah, I'm just a prankster, bro. I'm just a prankster.
Oh, yeah.
This is what I'm good at. And I waited like a year and I was like, let's just try it. And, you know, it's like a nice steady process, but then we kind of blew up.
Yeah, that shit took off.
Yeah, we blew up.
Wait, can I curse?
Yeah.
That shit took off. I watched it.
Yeah, it went crazy and like surpassed all the pranks. And then it was like, I don't have to prank no more.
Yeah, but that was every day. But it was fun.
It was fun
in the beginning. So fun.
So fun. Beginning. It was fun for the first 5 years.
Yeah.
Like I couldn't stop. That's all I wanted to do. Not so much now.
I mean, well, yeah, but it's like, it was like you get caught in that hamster wheel of like your video from yesterday. You got to be better than that video and then better than that video. And then you just started like smashing your head against the wall. Like, how do I do better than yesterday's video and today's video? And you're like, it's already 9 o'clock at night. We ain't vlogged anything yet. What are we going to do? Like me and Jen would be like, well, let's just play with the cats.
you did get away with the cats.
But like things like that.
Yeah, but dude, Jesse, you made me start vlogging, dude. 100% on record. And yeah, it changed our lives. Like we went from having to prank to now just hanging out with the kids and family and house and like that. That was a good escape.
No, you created a movement, bro. It was like huge.
Yeah,
it's still going.
Yeah, it's still going.
Still going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now the next evolution
is here we are.
Podcast. Jesse.
Now you're going to make me start podcasting.
Listen, you should start podcasting. Five years from now, Jesse's gonna be like, you made me start podcasting.
I mean, but like everyone podcasts. I'm always bad at like doing what everyone already done, but all right, I'll do it.
I'll start now.
But
no, you taught me a lot, bro. You taught me like privacy and like don't show the front of your house. And I would have never known that stuff. I would have been like, woo!
Yeah, I know. But I was mainly Jen. Like I'd do it again now, but like, yeah, don't. You had some crazy shit go down.
Yeah, all the time.
It still goes on.
What? But, yeah, that's a whole nother subject.
Okay, we'll get into that.
But basically, you just kind of like held my hand through it, man. Yeah. I appreciate it.
You're so welcome. Yeah. I'm so happy to see that you killed it because I like when I was popping on YouTube and people were like, yo, I want to do what you do, like friends or whatever. And I'm like, all right, but if I'm going to give you, you know, the audio, like start you out and stuff, make sure you commit. And like a lot of friends that I've wanted to do it didn't do it, but you did it. And look, and here you are, like crushed it.
I grabbed that rope and went for hard.
But for me, it was Charles Trippy that really like showed me the ways. You know, Charles was like, he took me under his wing.
Here we go.
This is what I'm doing. This is how I'm doing it. And here's all the people within this community. And he's the one that showed me. Yeah. So at the end of the day, it's really Charles Trippy and like the Shea Carls. I think you had Shea on.
Yeah.
Those are the OGs that like created the genre. I feel like we were the second wave of that.
Absolutely. Now we're in a whole different
world. Now who knows what the hell's going on the internet? I don't even know.
Shorts, dude. 15 seconds. That's it.
I know. That's sad.
This podcast is too long already.
It's sad. Yeah, but like they censor, I guess like the pranks, the internet, you know, started getting really fake with the pranks.
Yep.
And you know what? This is a good place to talk about fake pranks too, because I definitely dabbled in the fake prank world, but like a lot of the shit I did was for real.
Yep.
But then it was like, we can't, like obviously we can't do this to each other anymore, but we gotta, maybe. Yeah. Anyways, that's another discussion.
Dude, right? I love it. That is another discussion. Holy, that's a funny topic. But I want to start like early for you. Like you said, Charles Trippy kind of started you, but what you and Jen, God, I remember when you weren't allowed to say Jen.
Yeah. She didn't even want her name on there.
Yeah.
She was so private. She was the most private. That's why we knew not to show the front of her house.
Yeah.
That was on her.
She was on it. She knew.
And, so I mean, the first thing I did was just dare her to eat some cinnamon. And she choked on it. Like we were like the first cinnamon challenge video. I don't know if you knew that.
I didn't know that.
Really?
No.
Yeah, we did the first like cinnamon challenge on break before it was a thing. I just dared her to eat it, choked on it, put it on break.com. They paid me $200 and I was like, oh shit, that was an easy ass $200.
$200. You almost died, but we're getting paid.
Right. And that was the first video I've ever put on the internet, immediate viral. Unfortunately, we created the cinnamon challenge, which isn't the greatest thing ever, but then we just kept like with each other back and forth on break.com getting paid. And then so we found out about YouTube. And then I saw like the Charles Trippies like doing this vlog thing. I'm like, whoa, I think I'm pretty interesting. Maybe I could do that.
Yeah. And like, way ahead of you. Yeah. Way ahead of your time, dude. Isn't it weird that we were doing it before you two?
Yeah.
Like break.
Break. Yeah. Break.
Dude, we were like, do you remember back when every website would just steal your content?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It was like World Star and there was like a handful of websites that it would burn because we'd get like 5,000 views on YouTube, but a million over here, and you don't get anything
right.
for it.
I wonder if it still happens. I don't know. I haven't made any viral videos lately.
Yeah, I don't know. I think with all the DMCAs and all the legalities, they just like.
Yeah, I remember when you and I we'd make a video. We'd like collab on a video. We'd edit it that night.
Yeah.
And we'd post in the morning. And then we'd be so excited that dopamine would hit and go viral and everyone's sharing it. All the, what were like some of the websites that we would be so happy that shared it?
Reddit was like the king.
Reddit.
You hit Reddit.
Reddit
changed our life.
Yeah. That's where you got popped off. It was like Reddit was loving you guys.
Yep.
Now Reddit is like impossible to get. They don't even host YouTube videos
anymore. They don't.
Reddit, no.
Oh, God. Yeah. Different times, man.
Yeah, it's harder now.
You have to seriously evolve quick now. The algorithms change quicker. The trending pages don't matter. Like everything's getting.
Yeah. Like, I studied it. That's how I was so good. I would just study that algorithm.
You're good at it. Yeah. But I don't think we ever made anything that flopped. I think everything.
Oh, yeah. Every time we would pop off.
Every time.
Yeah.
It was like a natural hit.
Yeah, let's make some more prank videos. I mean, Halloween's coming up. I mean, you want to go get
I don't think anybody would be upset at me and you making a collaboration prank.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, I got some ideas.
Fake the whole thing, dude. What do you want to do?
Everything is fake now.
What do you want to do?
But you know what the problem is? I could tell immediately when a video is fake.
You know what the problem is? Is some of the most real ones would be called out as fake.
I know.
That would hurt the most. That would hurt the most.
I mean, yeah. Like, yeah. Some of them were real. Some of them were fake.
I like the mystery, though.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you guys.
Go watch them.
Or it would be like this. It'd be like, yo, she Jenna would prank me. I walk into the house and I'd be like, oh, hold up.
You know something's coming.
Something's up.
But you're not going to ruin it.
I'm not going to ruin it.
Yeah.
Then I got shot with a paintball gun. I'm like, what the fuck? I wasn't expecting that, but like, I knew something was coming.
Yeah, dude, those were good times, man.
No, that was stressful.
They were good times, though. The flourishing on the internet was fun times. Like, where just no matter what you post, it's just gonna go crazy.
Yeah, it was like the dopamine hit when you're like, all right, I got a banger. I'm gonna post this tomorrow.
Yeah, it's an addiction.
It definitely
it's a part disease.
But you had to study it. Like, you had to study what was the trends. Like, so I don't have any idea what's trending on YouTube anymore. I don't know.
Giving away $1 million.
Yeah,
big stuff, dude.
He's crushing
big
it, that
stuff.
Dude. I mean, for someone that studies the algorithms, he's got that shit dialed.
He's a magician.
He's dialed it. But I mean, he's smart with the sense of putting the money back into the videos. This is gonna work.
What I love about Mr. Beast is I'm always excited to see the next levels, and you always think it'll never pass this level.
Yeah,
and then it's always proven more and more and more, and it's like, who's gonna be the first guy getting 1 billion views on his uploads?
Oh, yeah, with the views.
By the way, Mr. Beast numbers are impossible 5 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, that was
impossible.
Unheard of.
So we're seeing a different
level. But we were the Mr. Beast of our era.
Absolutely.
Like, we were getting
those
views.
And we didn't think you'd ever go above that.
Yeah.
And now it's, the next step.
I feel like we hit it at the wrong time. Well, for me.
Well,
damn.
You paved the streets.
I'm on my residuals, Mr. Beast.
Residuals. I was never on that side of YouTube. I just posted. He is unbelievable at studying the math behind it.
Yeah.
And that's the part that I just could never get into.
I mean,
I don't know it.
I did in the beginning. I would just Friday night, instead of like going out partying, I'm just like trying to understand what the thumbnails and like what this these titles and this type of content and how long it is. And yeah, then it was just consuming. He's just like, I can't.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, so. But Mr. Beast, where's my residuals?
Where's those
he
residuals?
Paved the way.
He's knee deep in the stock
Actually,
market.
He never did pranks. I feel like more of like the Logan Pauls and Jake Pauls were doing the pranks, right? And they kind of jumped off with pranks.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Do prank channels even pop off anymore?
It's tough. What's going on out there?
The door's open and there's an airplane going
by. You want to shut that?
Shut the door.
On the floor.
Mr. Beast just flew in on an airplane. He's giving it away.
Here, Jesse, here's $10 million for your concrete in the path.
Mr. Beast, he's give me a plane for paving the way. It'll be great video. Or don't do that.
Just a little business expense.
Yeah.
Where was I going? So you're living out in Venice. Well, let's take it from the beginning. Let's keep going. Let's not jump the gun.
Okay. Because
there's a lot of people that don't know where you're at. Don't know what you're doing. But I feel like everybody watching remembers us together. Everybody, mm-hmm. everyone's pumped to hear.
Yeah.
So pranks are popping. Everything's popping. You and Jen, you obviously split up, but that's a lot mm-hmm. later down the road. Like, you guys were actually having problems way before you split up, yeah?
Oh, I mean, I wouldn't say we were having problems. It was more of me having a problem, maybe. I just, we're going to get into this. I'm into it.
Give me the juice, bro.
The tea? Okay, the tea. First off, I love Jen to this day, all my heart. And yeah, like, we dated 10 years, and for us never to get married was kind of crazy. And how can I start with this? This is a big one.
Because you guys were the dream team.
Yeah, we crushed it. We like built this whole empire together. And I think, you know, I kind of felt like the vlogging was getting a little dangerous with our relationship. Mm. Like it could get a little toxic.
Unhealthy
and stressful and like no one's done this before, really. Yeah. Like this is always like the trial that's went through this machine of like a relationship of putting your whole life on the internet and letting thousands of people comment on your life and you reading it and then you doing it the next day and then editing that day and then doing it the next day, like that for 6 years, right? Like you can totally relate.
Yeah.
And I felt like there was a lot of pressure on our relationship from the audience. Like, they wanted us to be married. They wanted us to get together. Da, 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 da. They loved us so happy together. But like, we could be like fighting. Like, you probably guys have experienced this. Or you'd be fighting, but like, yo, we got to put on a smile for the video.
You got to hit record.
So, you know, and then you like put on this like fake, you know, interaction. You're doing this every day. But I mean, like, that's not what split us. I just felt like for me, I just felt like we're together for so long, we just grew into two different people. And I wanted something different in our relationship than she wanted. And I just saw our relationship as like, just it, like the vlogs really like fucked it up. Like, mm-hmm. and then like the whole passing of my mom and all that drama. And I'm just like, you know what? I just wanted to end things. And I really did a bad job on like mm-hmm. communicating that to her. I know that now, like as I've grown as a person, like I, my head was so in the clouds with the vlogs and my life and that whole internet thing. I just like, my mom passing, I kind of like shut down and just ran and just ruined everything. Like I broke it off with her and then I just like started distracting myself with very unhealthy things. And you know, I obviously stopped vlogging I think I was pretending to vlog. I think we pretended that we were still together and we weren't for like 3 months or four. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like you guys were at Playlist.
Yeah, like it's like a lot. I blacked a lot of that out, but like, we pretended. I think we were together for like 3 or 4 months when we were actually broken up. And I like moved to New York. I grabbed 2 suitcases and I moved to New York. And I don't know where I'm going with this, but yeah, it was a lot. I just haven't thought about it in so long. So yeah.
Well, it's probably not that fun to think about.
No. But this is a good thing to talk about because a lot of people know like the true story. And these are, you know, people that followed our life for all these years.
Yeah, it seemed like the impossible. Like when it came out, it seemed like, I remember actually you coming up to us at maybe Playlist or something. You're like, hey, it can't get out. But like Jen and I are like split.
Oh, okay. That was the last time we saw each other.
I think that might be. Yeah.
Dude, I probably wasn't a real person. I was not probably there. You probably looked in my eyes and I was probably gone.
Didn't you fall off his boosted board or something?
Yeah. I was reckless.
Yeah. I was like on your back and you wrecked. And you're like,
oh, see? I was reckless.
But I remember you saying like, this can't get out, blah, blah, blah. And then it finally came out.
Yeah.
And it was like the impossible. It was like, there's no way they split up.
Yeah.
And then we were like, well, maybe it's for the views. Maybe it's for the content. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's like a publicity. But you did tell me a playlist. So I was like, oh, I think it's real.
Yeah. Yeah, it was real. It was real. And I guess like for her and I guess we were having problems like 6 or 7 months before the split. And I was good at communicating. I did a very poor job of communicating, the worst. And I hate myself for that to this day. Like, I feel bad about it. and now I know better, like communication, relationships, you know, and things like that. But yeah, it was tough. It was like a crazy thing, you know, like, and that was just like, yo, the internet and the YouTube views and the money wasn't worth what I was putting myself through. Not that she was a bad person, but I just felt like the content that we're making every day of our lives and editing it was just a lot on me. And then obviously with my mom's situation and all that just came tumbling down at the same time. And I'm like, I'm sure you could fully relate. Like, and yeah, and I just kind of like blacked out and like snapped and I hurt people along the way, which sucks.
Yeah. Well, shout out to Jen, dude.
Yeah.
She's a rock star.
She
it seems like you guys have a great talking relationship.
Yeah, yeah, we're very cordial. We're definitely friendly.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, we're definitely, awesome. We still communicate. I mean, I could probably do better reaching out to her. We actually just talked recently about possibly me going to New York and hanging out and just meeting up. And I know the internet would freak out.
But, absolutely, dude.
But it's a lot. A lot.
Yeah, and you have a lot of pressure of like, you've created this monster on the internet and this, I can't even imagine how Split works with all that. You've built it together.
Yeah, I just was like, I grabbed two suitcases and left. I was like, you can have everything. Obviously, we worked out some sort of agreement with like the channels and the money we made and all these things. And we were just like partners, 50-50. Here we go, and we just split.
That's dope. Yeah. So you don't have to get freaking lawyers.
Lawyers to get half of it, right? And we're just like, and
that's awesome, man. I mean, that's the best case scenario.
Yeah, right? I mean, I know what I did was very hurtful, and I was just like, and material and money isn't gonna, you know, I'm not gonna fight over that. I'm just like, whatever, I'll get it back some other way.
Yeah. So you're in New York for a while.
Yeah.
How long you stay in New York?
I people don't know this. So like, when we split up, I went to New York with two suitcases and was staying in hotels and Airbnbs for like 3 or 4 months, just bounced around hotels and Airbnbs. And everyone thought I was using drugs. I wasn't using drugs. I wasn't even drinking. And then I was bouncing around. I was just hanging out there. And then I went to Los Angeles for like a brand deal or something. And Andy Milonakis was living in Venice. And I went and visited him. And he had his apartment in Venice and a vibe in Venice. I was like, oh, I like it. I mean, I've been there before, but I was like, oh, I like this vibe. And I just stayed. I never left. My two suitcases, and I just stayed. And I haven't left since.
You started from scratch.
From scratch. I got the apartment next to Annie Milonakis. We lived next to each other. And then I bought all new furniture and things. And now I have too much stuff. I love the just two suitcases. I almost want to get rid of all my stuff again and go back to two suitcases. But, and then travel vlog, maybe. But yeah, so I went there. And I've been there for, I think it's been 6 years now.
Has it been that long? 6 years. Bro.
Wow.
What?
Yeah.
Yikes, man.
6 years. Where'd it go?
And you took a real hiatus. Did you really find a reset in that time?
Yeah.
Or do you still know, feel like you would come back like not ready?
But you know, the biggest, it was like 6 months. I think I completely stopped vlogging, maybe making a video here and there that were really like artsy. I don't know if you guys remember. I made like these really weird videos that weren't vlogs. And then that summer I was at the coffee shop in Venice, Intelligentsia. I'm sitting there and this like, I'm single now. And obviously, some girl comes up to me at the coffee shop and is like, yo, my friend loves your videos. I'm like, oh, who's your friend? It's like this beautiful woman. I'm like, her? She's like, yeah, she loves your videos. She wants to take a photo with you. I'm like, I'm sure. Like, absolutely. Like, come on over. And then I took a photo and I'm just like, hey, well, like, obviously I'm going to ask her for a phone number or whatever. And I'm like, yo, let's go on a date. She's like, I can't. I'm really busy. I'm leaving in 2 weeks somewhere. I was like, well, where are you going? She's like, I'm going to Burning Man. I was like, what's that? Like, I didn't know what Burning Man was. I'm like, yo, you're going to Burning Man? I'm like, can I go to Burning Man? She's like, figure it out. That's where I'm going. I'm like, oh, shit. Okay. Burning Man's in 2 weeks. Burning Man's, I don't know if you know much about Burning Man. It's
only from you.
Yeah, it's a whole thing, right? But I didn't know anything about it yet. I knew nothing. And she kind of like connected me to this person that has going to Burning Man for the first time. And he has an RV that he's letting someone stay in for $2,000. So that's the only thing I got from her as far as what Burning Man is. I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, all right, figure it out. So, you know, I do a little research. It's like, oh, you're camping. You can't bring any food. You got to have everything. I mean, you bring your food and water. You can't buy anything there. There's no money. It's a big festival, but not a festival. It's like a city. I don't know. But either way, I just know there's really hot girls going and I want to go find her there. And so I hit this guy up. I get the RV for $2,000. And I get my ticket. And mind you, this is like maybe 5 or 6 months after my mom passed away. And I'm just like still kind of fucked up. Mm-hmm. My only friend in LA at the time is Andy Milonakis. So I'm like, all right, let's go to this Burning Man thing. Get my ticket. There's an actual flight you could take and it lands right in the desert, which is pretty bougie. But I was like, I'm going to just do that. Because this guy that has the RV said he has all the stuff for me. My bike, my water, all the things I'll need. He's like, just get here. I'm like, okay. So I get in to Burning Man. But on my flight into Burning Man, I just wanted to start journal. For some reason, I was like, I'm going to journal. And I just started journaling. I don't usually journal. Mm. But I was like, I'm going to write a letter to my mom, the things I wish I could have said to her. I don't know why. I just thought, like, this was an appropriate time to do that. I get to Burning Man. The girl's there. She shows up at the little airport because I come halfway into Burning Man. And show me around. And Burning Man is like super, super magical, spiritual. Hmm. Like it's very spiritual. And I think it's very spiritual because it's like 80,000 people that are all in the same energy of like community. Because you don't pay to go to Burning Man, you build Burning Man together. So you're supposed to gift. So whatever you go to Burning Man, you gift other people. Hmm. And it's like this like community of everyone's really nice. Everyone's hugging each other. It's 80,000 people like loving each other. You're like, whoa, this is incredible. Like,
this is how the world should be.
Exactly. Yeah. You're like, wow, this is f-ing awesome. And aside from, you know, there's people doing drugs and partying, you know. I didn't do any drugs, zero drugs. And long story short, they build a temple there. And it's like they burned down the temple at the end of Burning Man. And this one guy's like, yo, have you been to the temple yet? I'm like, nah, I haven't been to the temple. He's like, you should really go to the temple. They're burning it tomorrow. So I'm like, okay, well, I gotta go to the temple, you know? And I was like, well, tell me what's at the temple. He's like, no, you should really just go there. I'm like, no, just tell me because I have a shitty pedal bike and Burning Man's huge. Like, if I'm gonna drive all the way out there, I need to know. He's like, it's a bunch of letters to loved ones that passed away.
Oh,
and it's
gosh.
A place to like, you know, like drop in and you know, grieve like, people have passed away in your life, and it's the whole Burning Man. Like, go there and like honor that for people with people. I'm like,
and you had no idea.
I'm like, yo, I got the letter. I'm like, I already wrote the letter.
Oh my,
I was like, this
oh
is. I was like, this is pretty. Stuff like that would happen at Burning Man. That's what made it crazy. Like coincidences a lot, and you're just like, whoa, it was kind of creepy, in a good way.
Yeah.
So I was like, whoa, I got to go to this temple. I got the letter. I already wrote it, and I felt really good because I was like, I didn't write the letter because everyone's doing it. I wrote it because I wanted to. So you know. And at the same time, this guy's like, hey, you want to use my electric skateboard? I'm like, what? You got an electric skateboard? Like stuff was happening. I'm like, okay, cool. I take this electric skateboard. I like made a video about it. And I'm like, yep. Skateboarding to the temple. And this big ass sandstorm meets me at the temple at the same time. Boom. You know, delivered a letter. And the sandstorm kept me there for 7 hours.
Wow.
I tried to leave. I like left. It was so, the sandstorm
hard
was so bad.
Hard to breathe, everything?
Well, hard to breathe, but you can't see. And I was like, I think my camp's this way. And then and I'm back at the temple. Mm. I was like, yo, this is trippy. Zero drugs. And I'm like, okay, all right, Burning Man's pretty spiritual and magical. I'm going to be coming here every year. And like stuff like that happened. And I felt like that community of people really helped me feel good about my whole thing that I was going through. I was like, Burning Man. I was like, damn, all right. And then the next year I brought my dad and then my sister came this year. And you guys should go.
I think you just sold. I think Burning Man's going to double in size next year. I mean, that's awesome, dude.
Yeah,
that's really awesome. Cool.
And I only really know about it because of you. Like, you'd make the dopest content on
it. I appreciate it. Yeah. That's actually a bad thing because Burning Man is kind of a secret.
Yeah.
And then I'm there and I'm like, yo, I've seen your video. That's why I'm here. I'm like, oh, shit.
I think you mentioned that one time, right?
Yeah.
About like not filming. And
yeah. So I didn't film this year and as much as I wanted to. But then, I mean, I'll do another one next year.
That is cool.
But it's very spiritual and like that was the moment in my life that really like helped me feel better about everything that was happening. Like it was Burning Man, which is crazy to think. But like,
cool. And you don't need drugs that fun.
You don't need drugs that fun. Yeah. I went 2 years without using any drugs. I've been 5 times.
So comparison, which ones were the best?
my dad, the year my dad went.
Your dad went with you.
Yeah, like to the, because when I was there, I was like, yo, I want my dad to come to this, you know, and then I brought my dad the next year.
That's cool.
And then we had a whole thing. I was like, write a letter, you know, go to the temple. And then my sister came this year. And it actually brought me and my sister closer than we ever been, like going to that event.
That's cool, man. Yeah. What happened with the girl?
Amazing time. We had an amazing time. It was so much fun. She was my little playa girlfriend for the burn. And then we came back. We just hung out a little bit here and there, but never took it too serious.
Was she the one doing all the like yoga stuff with
Tani?
You?
Or
the?
No. That Tani came later.
Tani came later. We'll get to Tani.
But this girl, I didn't actually put her in that first video because if I put any girls in my videos, then like the internet would be like, I'm so pissed at me. So I didn't put any girls.
Yeah, man. It's such a weird place when you're online, right?
Yeah.
It's like you have all these eyes like watching you.
Now I just don't care anymore. Yeah. I'm just like, go for it.
That's the exact discussion we just had. It was like, as soon as you figure out that it doesn't matter what other people think, you start finding more joy.
Do you remember when Charles, they split and then he started vlogging with his new wife now? And he would like make it blurry when she would be there. Did you ever watch that?
I don't remember blurs.
I don't remember, but...
Yeah, it was like squiggles or something he called her. And then when it would pan to her, it was like not real.
The crazy thing about Charles, like there was an alley, then there was a second alley, and then there was a third alley.
Yeah.
Nothing's a coincidence, apparently, in the universe, just so you know that.
Three alleys in a row?
Yeah.
He was just trying to find the right one. He did.
He landed. Yeah, she's awesome. And Allie Speed, and I haven't spoken to Allie Speed, but I think her and Jen just hung out recently, which is awesome.
Oh, yeah. I did see that. Yeah. Dude. So many memories, bro.
The internet. Yeah. Maker Studios, these guys.
You look like you're in your best shape. You look great.
Thanks, so do you.
Like, look healthy. That's great to see.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know that a lot of people were worried about you for a while, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean.
Just leaving the internet. You're like, you were such a piece of the internet that all of us were like,
dude, where'd he go?
I wonder what Jesse.
I was stuck at Burning Man for 7 years. I'm still there.
It's a spiritual sandstorm right now.
Yeah, I mean, Elon goes to Burning Man every year.
Yeah?
I've seen him there. I'm actually friends with his brother.
Does he suit up? Like, does everybody, because you wear some, like, dope outfits.
Everyone has their, self-expression is what you wouldn't, whatever you want to wear is cool. My thing is, like, post-apocalyptic, so I'd love to, Mad Max look. And there was one year I saw Elon. I could talk about it because I didn't have to sign anything for this one because he was just there. And I had the flamethrower on my bike, his boring company flamethrower that's strapped to my bike. And I knew where he was. Like, I knew his art car, so I was like, oh, he's probably right there. So I rode him. I turned the flamethrower. I was like, yo, Elon, flamethrower, look. He didn't look at me.
Elon seen you, dude.
He saw me. He definitely saw me.
Man, what a powerhouse that guy is.
Yeah, he's dope.
Yeah, I remember ordering those things. Did you pre-order one of them electric trucks?
I did, but I don't know what email I used, so I missed it. I got my $100.
I think Mr. Beast is getting yours now. Instantly goes to him.
Unreal. That's who's getting on the pod next, right, is Elon. You're going to Elon on here?
Bro, can you imagine? Who did it? Nelk had Elon.
Which is so weird to me that he took that one.
I mean, they're...
Because they're like party, they're not like...
Yeah, but it's numbers, man.
That's true.
I mean, they're powerhouse.
Yeah, they're crushing it. But it was just like, it just felt like the energy would have been weird because they're like partiers and like, he's like a scientist. So I'm just like, this is going to work.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe he parties. I think he parties. He probably
he parties. Definitely likes to party. So where do we go from here?
You guys are going to Burning Man, right?
When is that?
The end of August. Would you go, Brittany?
We got time.
I don't know. Is there any cell phone signal? Mm-mm. No, I have we have four kids.
But like you, one week.
I don't go anywhere.
You don't have to do a whole week.
It's a week.
You can do 4 days.
All I saw that haunts me is the photos of all the RVs trying to leave.
Yeah,
I have to take a helicopter or something.
You can.
Yeah.
Well, you can. Like I said, I did a bougie a couple of years where
frowned upon?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, you could fly right in and then fly out.
Hop out.
But it's like $1,500 for that flight. It's not that bad.
That's not bad.
That's what my sister did. I was like, Candace, I got you. I'm going to bring everything in. You just fly in, bougie. She shows up. She has a Louis bag. I'm like, really?
I love that. That's going to be destroyed.
Yeah, I was just doing the dirt. I'm like, yeah, let's go.
You're back on YouTube.
I'm back. I'm vlogging.
Are you think you're going to stay?
Yeah,
of you just kind of dabble.
Like, I'm just having fun. I'm just having fun. Like I saw Casey vlogging again. I'm just like, I saw the fire under.
Bro, Casey is another animal.
Yeah, and he's so inspiring. And like, I was like, look at it. I'm watching Casey videos. I'm like, damn. Okay, let me try. Let me try a little bit. He definitely inspired it. And it's where I live at in Venice, it's hard because Venice is like a slow beach town, you know, and a bunch of homeless people. It's like, there's always so much I can do there. So I'm just like trying to figure out if I'm going to, like, I actually looked into buying one of these camper vans. And I might, like I said, sell all my stuff and like move into a camper van for real as a 40-year-old.
Hey, man, we got to do something, bro. We got to do something.
Midlife crisis.
No.
40 years old, I'm going to live in a van.
No serious relationships now?
Nope. I dated this one girl for like off and on. For 3 years, Tawny, off and on.
That was more public. You posted and
we're still really off and on, but no serious relationships right now. And just Sabina, my dog.
And you haven't had.
Which I should have brought.
You should have brought.
Oh, I was thinking about that.
Not my studio, but
yeah,
And you've made it to 40 without a child.
Yeah, I hope I can have them.
There should have been an accident.
I know.
By now.
That's why I'm like, wait a minute.
So you would want a kid?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, definitely.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you've been at it for how old is your oldest?
Can't stop me, bro.
18.
Just turned 18 this week. Yeah.
How old are you?
39.
Damn. Right? I should have an 18-year-old kid.
Is that crazy?
I mean, the internet knows about that story where I potentially got someone pregnant when I was 19.
Dude, that's right.
I deleted that video.
Is that totally made up?
No, that's real. It's a real story.
But it ended up not being your kid.
I still don't know.
No way.
Wait, you're getting really? The tea.
No way. No, so I do remember something about this.
Yeah.
It was like Jesse, I think Jesse has a kid.
Yeah, that was during my dark time where I was snapping. So you want to hear the story?
How does this start?
Let's hear the story.
How does this start?
All right, let's drink the Red Bulls and let's get going.
A big shout out to Jesse, man. He's coming in here with the heat.
With the tea.
I love it.
Okay, let's do it. I mean, it's just like therapy. I like it. I made a video about it, which is kind of cringe that I did it.
It's like finding your kid or something.
Yeah, which is so cringy. I can't believe I did that.
But it was views, bro.
The views, it's crazy. But I admit that my main thought behind it was maybe I'll get to find out. Maybe if I stir this up, I'll get some answers from all these questions. So when I was 19, you guys all know this story.
Barely.
Okay.
From when you posted about it.
Okay, yeah. So then that's basically it. But I'll give you the short version. When I was 19, I was dating a girl and, you know, she told me she couldn't get pregnant. I'm 19, so I'm doing all the things that would get someone pregnant. Going, yeah, you can't get pregnant.
That's the dream, the dream talk. I can't get pregnant.
Right. And I just believe that. And I'm 19 and then I joined the military and I go into boot camp. And when I'm in boot camp, I graduated boot camp, but like when you're in I didn't think I'd keep this relationship with her. I'm 19. I'm like, I'm in the military now. I'm just going to move on. And when you're in boot camp, you're kind of brainwashed and lonely. So she's writing me letters and I'm like, you know, oh, I'm in love with this girl. She's writing me letters. And she's like, I want to come to your graduation with your parents. I'm like, of course. Yeah. Come to my graduation. And then when she shows up to my graduation, she's like, I'm pregnant with your kid. I was like, whoa, holy shit. I'm 19.
Thought you couldn't get pregnant.
Right. I'm like, but I'm fresh out of boot camp. So my brain is like brainwashed. And my thoughts are just like, okay, great. I have a great job now. We'll have a family. We'll get married. We'll raise this kid. I have great benefits. I'm in the military. Move in with my parents as I go into the police academy because I'm going to be a cop in the Air Force. And you live with my parents until I'm done in the police academy and I go to my first base. We get married and we raise this child. That was what my thought process was. The right thing to do.
Right. Sounds legit.
And then while I'm in the police academy, you know, I was able to call her here and there. And she was like, yo, I got in this fight with this girl. Da 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 da. And I'm just like, well, why'd you get in a fight? She's like, she was going to tell you that I cheated on you and that the kid's not yours. That like all this drama. I'm like, whoa. I'm like, so, you know, I'm starting to think that. And as she's getting closer to having the baby, she decides to give the baby up for adoption. She's going to have the baby adopted because we're young. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah, I guess that's the best thing you should do. Like, she's like, but she still wants to be with me, but she's putting the baby up for adoption. My dad's like, yo, you should probably do that. You're 19. And like, he's like, you got your whole life ahead of you. And I'm just like, I don't know. Like, I'm brainwashed. I'm just straight out boot camp. But this is what she wanted to do, right? So yeah. I'm just like, okay, whatever you want to do, I support that. And the people that adopted the child, they couldn't have kids. And they're like from New York City. And like, my family helped vet them, you know, and like find out like what the whole situation is. And I can't even be there for the pregnancy because I'm still in the police academy. She has the baby. It's adopted. The family said they'd have an open adoption. Like, they'd keep me, you know, informed about, you know, the little girl that was born. And as long story short, like, me and the girl, you know, I didn't want to be with her because I still didn't know, like, if that was really my child or not. But I'm on the birth certificate. Like, I had to sign something. And I'm still in communication with the adopted parents. And they're sending me photos and everything. And I'm like, great. And then by, like, the sixth year, they just went ghost. And I'm getting reports that she told another guy that he's the father the whole time. I'm like, whoa. So I get a hold of that guy. I'm like, and I know him. I'm like, yo. He's like, yeah, yeah. He's like, I thought it was my child. She told me it was mine. Oh, and I showed up to the hospital. I'm like, whoa. And I was in boot camp or police academy.
Jeez.
I'm just like, whoa. And I think what happened was like the adopted family was really nervous that if I'm not actually the dad, that I don't have the ability to put the baby up for adoption, that the real dad would show up. You know, but he was like, I would never do that to this girl. That's all she knows. It was a little girl. This is all she knows, da, 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 da. And I can't believe I'm saying this story again. I deleted it, but here we go.
Bro, it's an amazing story.
I mean, I just feel for the actual little girl right now, but hopefully, you know, she doesn't see this. Because she'd probably be 18 now.
Dang.
Yeah. But so... Yeah. I think that the adoptive parents were worried that, like, you know, the whatever, and that's 6 years. So 15 years go by. I kind of just blacked my mind of it. Like, I don't want to think about it, right? But it was always weighing on me, like, yo, I might have a daughter out there. This is crazy.
That would be a wild thought.
And I was like, this could still, like, I don't fully know. I need to know. And that's when I made the video. I'm like, maybe they'll contact me and let me do a DNA test or something. Like, because at least I could, like, meet her,
yeah.
You know, if she's actually my daughter. Like, but, like, as... further investigation after that video comes out, the girl that I got pregnant and the other guy that was potentially the dad, we all came together like, let's talk about this seriously.
Wow.
I was like, show me photos, you know, of you as a kid, because we had pictures of the girl as a kid, and he looks identical to her. Like, and he had another kid, and his daughter looks exactly like her. We're like, pretty much ruled out that, like, I'm probably not the dad. Which I was a little disappointed for a moment, but then I was like,
especially when you're led on for so long.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah, that was stressful.
That's years of thinking you had a daughter.
And I mean, but I still don't fully know.
Yeah.
But and I'm always like worried that one day, like, I'm gonna get a knock at the door, it's gonna be her, and I'm just gonna faint.
No.
I'm like,
bro, that would be wild.
But that's what it is. Everyone that, and I made a f-ing video about it like an idiot.
I mean, I don't think the video was that. I think it was a good reach.
It was. I mean,
you had such a reach on the internet.
It gave me more closure because I got, you know, close to all the parties. But then I was just getting so many negative shit from people like, you abandoned your daughter. Like, you don't even really know what happened.
Right.
You don't know.
Dude, the internet, bro.
But yo, that was it.
Dude, are you ever gonna write a book?
I don't know, maybe.
You got a great book.
I got shit.
You got a great book.
I got
like,
stuff.
For real, you'd inspire a lot of people. You're writing it right now.
Right.
This is the beginning of your book.
I mean, right? What do you got at the end of your life is stories. I'm just accumulating them. Some of them are a little crazy.
You think you and Jen are going to make some content together?
I mean, I think we should for fun. Yeah. But I think we should just drop in.
Are you going to get back together for some views, bro? Just real quick.
No.
Who's got the cats?
She got the cats.
Those, how old are those cats now? They're getting
old. That's a good question.
They're a little.
I think didn't one of them just have a birthday?
Probably.
I don't know.
They're probably over 10 years old. Those are
cool cats.
Maybe. I don't know how old. But she got the babies in the divorce.
Is the famous apartment still?
We sold it.
You did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think someone that knew our videos bought it, which is funny.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Did you ever show that secret room?
We did. No, I don't know. Did we?
I don't know.
Did we? I think we showed it.
I remember being over there. You were like, this is our secret room.
We had such weird, kooky things in vlogs.
Yeah, but it was so important. It's like, keep people hooked.
I know.
Yeah.
Like the dancing with the cookies or like the secret room. Or like, what else did I do? I don't remember.
You come out here and you start doing some big things, dude. You're like working close with Snoop Dogg. You're producing.
Yeah, Snoop and I came homies.
How did that happen?
Yeah, Snoop.
How do you just connect?
Yeah, so when I moved out here, I did some of the YouTube space and Snoop was there and Snoop's manager was like, hey, you should jump in this, and like put me on this thing with Snoop for a moment. And then me and his manager connected, and then he started representing me, his manager, and he got me and Snoop a deal at the same time for like to play a video game. And my manager at the time knew I wanted to direct more, and so when I showed up to the stream to play a video game with Snoop, my manager was like, "Yo, dog, you should let Jesse direct one of your music videos and let him post on his YouTube channel. He's got a lot of followers." And Snoop was like, for shizzle. I was like, oh, shit. I was like, yo, that shit happened quick. I mean, like, I've only done one music video, and that was the Chip Chocolate joint. So I'm just like, oh, this is Chip Chocolate to Snoop. I'm like, all right, this is big. And then we, like, played the video game. And then they wouldn't let Snoop smoke inside the place. So he was a little frustrated. So when we were done, I was like, well, I need to smoke with Snoop before he leaves. I was like, dog, let's go smoke one in your Sprinter van and talk about this music video. He's like, okay. So we go in the Sprinter van. And we start smoking, and I'm getting really high, and I'm like writing this music video as we're smoking. I'm like, yo, clowns. Remember when clowns were like a meme?
Yep.
I said, yo, we should make clowns. Like, America looks like a bunch of clowns right now. Cops are shooting people. This is way before Floyd, this is before Black Lives Matter, this is before all that. I'm like, cops are shooting people, and this is when Trump and Hillary were running for president. I'm like, the president candidates are kind of clowns. We can make fun of them because they're not the president yet. Da 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 da. And he's like, all right, cool, I like it. I'll give you the song in an hour. I got one.
He gives me a song in an hour.
Like, I guess he had a song already.
Okay.
So he gives me his phone number. I get out the van. And I hear from him for like 2 days. Then at like 4 a.m. one night, I get a video text from Snoop. And he's rapping a song, saying shit that I was saying in the van. He's like, yo, I wrote a new song based off the shit you said in the van for the music video. I was like, yo, I just co-wrote a song with Snoop. It's crazy.
That's awesome.
It's fucking crazy. I'm like, all right, bet. And then like, long story short, like I started writing the treatment. This is my first video. I started producing. And I'm just like, he wanted to get brands involved to pay for it. I was like, nah, I'll pay for half if you pay for half. And this way we can do whatever we want. Cause I was like thinking crazy shit. I was still in that dark era.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right. And then Trump wins. He becomes the president faster than we could make the video.
Get the video out.
Yeah. We even shoot it, right? Wow. So I'm like, yo, I don't know if we could do the story still, because we were going to do the story still because we were thinking he wasn't going to win, right? We're making fun of him. Mm. But like, yo, he won. Like, he's the actual president. Like, he won. I was like, should we still do this? He's like, yeah, let's do it. I'm like, okay. So like... So I started writing some crazy shit where like there's a scene where Ronald Klump is deporting all dogs, and there's a scene where he shows up to dog's house to deport him because he's a dog, and Snoop pulls out a gun and points at his head and pulls the trigger, and a flag pops out, says bang,
bang.
Pranks him. Prank first, prank style. And like I edited it, and like he's the fucking president. I don't know what the fuck I was thinking. Dog was just like, do you. Like, okay, you can post on YouTube channel. But so I edited it, you know, and then again, it finally done. It took a while. And then I didn't even like clear it with anybody. I just posted it. Bang, threw it on the internet.
Dang.
I mean, you know, we were probably up all night finishing that edit. You go to sleep. I wake up in the morning. Right-wing media is going apeshit. the video's going nuts, but in a negative light. Like, yo, this is inciting violence on the president. Mm. This is the da-da-da-da-da, like all this really bad shit. I was like, oh, what'd I do? I did this with my boy James, too. Shout out, James. We co-wrote it together. We co-directed together. So I make sure that it's just not me, Secret Service. It was James, too.
Take him down.
No, but we... So yeah, like right-wing media was going crazy, and I almost thought like I got Snoop canceled. I was like, holy f***.
Imagine.
And like I'm like reaching out to Snoop. He's not responding. Like, did you see the video?
Oh,
his manager, and then the manager hit me up. He's like, yo, I feel sick. This is not good. Da-da-da-da. Everyone wants to talk to me, TMZ. I got a publicist. And my publicist is like, this is great. Like, this is what you want. You're getting... Madonna wants me to do her video because she was hating on the president at the time. And like all this shit's happening. And someone from Snoop's team is just like, hey, just like, don't talk about it. Just leave it alone.
Just let it go.
Let the art speak for itself. Because realistically, in the video, there's a lot of like really underlining shit. There's like the cop shooting people. And that, and if you watch it, then it's like someone films it and puts it on YouTube. Mm. And then it causes the news to talk about it. And it's like... It was kind of creepy because all the shit kind of happened afterwards, like for real. Like we foreshadowed
it.
You
did incite all this.
Yeah. You foreshadowed it for sure. I definitely have some manifestation powers, I've realized. But like we foreshadowed it. So it was like really poetic in my opinion. And we don't actually hurt the president. It was a prank.
It was a joke.
We clickbaited him and he clicked. But anyways, so.
You think he saw the video?
Oh yeah. So the next day Trump tweets about it.
Oh, wow.
Trump goes, with Snoop Dogg's dying career in awe if he would have pointed the gun at Obama jail time. Left-wing media goes crazy. Mm. Snoop is a hero. He's the man. This is parody. This isn't illegal. Da-da-da-da. They love it. He's hitting me up. He loves it. He's super popular.
Is that the first you heard from Snoop?
Yeah, after. Just all emojis. Fire emojis. I'm like, yes! And our plan was to hope that Snoop, that Trump tweets about it. Because if he tweets about it, we'll win. So he did. We're like, yeah, it worked. Snoop's a hero. Everyone loves him. TMZ's going crazy. I'm like, all right, it worked. And then Secret Service hits me up and they want to speak to me.
No
Snoop.
Way.
And I was like, oh, shit. So I'm scared again.
Yeah, of course.
And then like I'm talking to lawyers and they're like, yeah, inciting violence on the president's like jail time. I was like, oh, fuck. I thought I was going to jail for like a week.
Ugh.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine that feeling?
Nah.
I know. I was like, damn, what did we do? Anyways, so we sat down with Secret Service. They just told us that, like, it's just their duty to follow up on anything. And what we did wasn't illegal and it was parody. And, like, obviously we didn't shoot them.
She told me that a week ago.
Yeah. And then they closed the book on it. And then, you know.
You had your two suitcases packed.
Yeah. And then Snoop and the suitcase was like, I'm like, Snoop, you're the fucking man. Like, he's like, yeah, it was part two. I'm like, all right, no presidents. Even though it was my idea. But yeah, that was crazy. But then I've done like four more for Snoop.
Yeah, so. Like, everything you've done, you're editing those.
So it's a whole production. So yeah. I'm like doing the whole thing as far as like producing, directing, but then I'll hire like an editor, but I'll sit there with the editor and he's like tinkering and then I'll come in, I'll like change that, move that.
I think it's cool because you've definitely liked the more cinematic, like you're saying, like movies and
yeah.
So it's like you get to actually do what you're good at,
you know,
producing that eye candy.
And it's, but then I have somebody like a Snoop to back it. Then it's like, all right, people are going to see it. So I always try to take it to the next level, like the music videos and put some sort of story. But I always am pushing the limit and making it a little bit controversial.
But you
with
got
Snoop.
To. But you have to. You have
and
to,
it works bro. Every time. That's why I think he keeps hiring me.
Yeah. You know how to step over the line without actually fully stepping. That's where you got to be now.
I was dancing on it with that first one. Then the second one, like he goes in a time machine and travels back in time and frees slaves.
I didn't see this one.
And then it's called I See Your Bullshit. Like in the very first scene, it says Christopher Columbus discovered America and he like bust through the chalkboard. And then like 3 months later, they're ripping down Christopher Columbus statues from Black Lives Matter. I was like, oh shit, we called that.
What'd you do?
I don't know. So I was like, all right, well, now I'm just trying to manifest bags of money and I hadn't seen that yet. So.
Just make a video of just money falling, bro. Dude, that's awesome. You're Emma Snoop. Did that video end up landing more deals? You said like Madonna and...
Yeah, so at that time, the Madonna thing fell through. I don't remember what happened, but then I was supposed to do that Eminem Snoop video. I don't know if you saw that song. They did a record together.
Okay.
That one fell through though, fortunately. I know. I was close. I talked to Eminem on the phone. It was crazy.
Really?
And we talked about the Secret Service. He's like, yeah, they showed up to me too.
Probably more than once.
I was like, I'm talking to Eminem. This is crazy.
Imagine what he's dealt with.
Oh, yeah. He said, well, he said some shit too. And then he said the Secret Service pulled up on him. And I was like,
I'm sure he's been on the radar.
So, yeah. And then like I pitched him this idea for the video because I'm like pushing the limit. And like, oh, I got Eminem now. This is going big. And I was like, Eminem, I want you to cancel culture. And he was like, I'm not touching it. I'm like,
mm. Yeah, bad idea.
I know. And I was like, bro, there's only one person that can cancel culture. It's you. Yeah. He's like, I'm not doing it. I'm like, this video was so epic. I wrote the treatment. Can I say it? Can I tell a little bit of it?
Of course.
It was basically like he's this Slim Shady character, like the Jason with the hockey mask and the chainsaw. And he busts into like a cabin, right? And it's a bunch of TikTokers and people this time, you know, vaping, TikTok dancing, ring lights, all the stereotypical shit that everyone's on their phone, busts into that with a chainsaw, cuts off someone's arm, they're spraying blood. And like, you know, all the TikTok people are like, oh shit. And then he grabs his severed arm that's holding his phone and he starts filming himself. And he's like, yo, look at that shit. And he's like into it because it's content.
Yeah.
And he just starts murdering TikTok people in this. I know it's dark. That's the shit I like.
Dude,
and,
you could have almost ended TikTok with this video.
And oh, no, but listen. But they're not scared of him. They all think it's content and they love it. And they're filming it, right? But it's like, think of like a old school Jason horror film, right? Yeah. Have you ever watched those back in the day? Yeah. That's the way I wanted to shoot it. And then eventually, you know, the story progresses. And then they're like, you know what? This music video has gone too far. Cancel Eminem. Like they're trying to cancel him inside the video. So it'd be very meta. And then he's like canceling cancel culture.
Sounds like something.
I know. It would have been so far. If you see that video on the internet now, you know who wrote it. Because
all Jesse.
But he wasn't into it.
I mean,
I get it though. If people are scared of the cancel culture, it's serious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. It's like they you see Kanye's stuff going on.
Oh yeah, he up
like what? Like, like it's just like, I mean, they're taking businesses down. They're taking. I don't know much about the Kanye situation, but like cancel culture in general has like changed the world.
I know, yeah. And it's almost. I mean, it's kind of sucks because us artists that want to, you know. Do some shit and just be able to get canceled for it. It's crazy.
Yeah, like the comedians. Imagine.
But there's like a line and Kanye crossed it this time.
Yeah, I don't know what's been said. I haven't been up to date yet. But basically, we don't even want to say it on here.
Okay. because it's going to be flat.
I just see you two.
Obviously, this section is gone. Mm-hmm. We didn't talk about nothing.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah, cancel culture. It's a thing.
It's a thing.
Mm-hmm. It's a thing.
Yeah. Do you remember when YouTube was just the Wild West?
That's why I miss it. Yeah. I miss that.
I do miss the days of like self-expression. Comedy was a real thing. Like you could say and do what you want knowing it's just comedy.
Right,
it's
and then you can get some negative comments. It's not going to like kick your thing down.
Yeah, and you're allowed to not like
right.
it.
Right.
But it does.
I mean, what I'm watching go down, like for us, it's been in this thing for so long. We saw like the, you know, evolution of YouTube and social media, the amount of censorship that's happening. It's just like, damn, this kind of sucks.
Isn't it wild?
It kind of sucks. But I think there is some hope for us all if we can all get educated in the sense of like decentralization and stuff like that. I don't know if you dabble with crypto or even talk about it on your podcast, but like I think eventually like you could probably cut this if you want. I feel like I don't want to use YouTube and Google and Facebook, and I don't want them owning our digital footprint anymore. Like, they have too much power. And I think there's going to be a world where us artists can all share our stuff with each other without a third party. And that's what decentralization. Hmm. And I think is people are so scared and it's getting flooded so bad and there's so many scams, which is going to happen, I think, when something's new.
Yep.
But I think that's what's going to save us. And I hope somebody like Elon, if he buys Twitter, he like decentralizes it somehow so that not Twitter can control what goes on Twitter, but the people can have a say on how it's controlled.
Yeah, I don't know why it's so bad to disagree with somebody. Why aren't we allowed to disagree with somebody?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's like I either have to hate you or get you off the platform. If I disagree with you. What happened?
And it's there's no just conversations. It's always like... even though I kind of snapped yesterday or like F Kanye, but I was just like, you know what? I deleted it. And I'm just like, he can have his opinion, but I just can't. I'm not gonna like it, you know. Of course. And like
we don't. We.
I'm not gonna buy his sneakers anymore.
It just seems wild to me that the option to disagree with somebody is going away.
Yeah, and that's dangerous.
It's very dangerous.
Yeah.
Because then we're caught up, and every word has to be fine tooth comb to stay on the platform, to stay monetized, to stay.
Yeah.
I don't think the average viewer listener actually knows the amount of censorship happening. I think us creators see it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I think the average viewer, they just believe they're being served content they like.
It's dangerous.
They have no clue what's they're not being shown.
Yeah.
Because it's censored.
Right, right.
That's dangerous.
And that's why there shouldn't be somebody with so much power, like a whole Google. I love you, Google. I'm going to make YouTube videos too, but please, let's put some, like, I don't know.
Well, it doesn't benefit them.
Yeah, no, they don't want it.
It really becomes ad issues, ad dollars, right? You can't sell ads on a platform that has anti-Semitic jokes, and you can't. All of a sudden,
I mean, Logan really is the one that showed up, like brought the shit to the surface with that.
Yeah,
with
I can't remember if
suicide thing.
I think it was that.
Oh, PewDiePie.
PewDiePie.
That was right. That was PewDiePie.
They both had
they're like, we got to rethink this Wild West stuff.
Yeah.
God damn it, PewDiePie, you ruined it for us.
We want our residuals.
all right. We should get off this topic because I know it's.
I think it's a real topic.
Okay, good. I love talking about.
I do too. I love it. And I think the most viewers are becoming more educated on this subject. Just like what you said, if we can all learn about it, become educated on it, then that's when change happens.
Yeah.
Because obviously there's cancel culture, and there's something like what it sounds like Kanye is doing is way far past the norm, right? You can mess up. I don't think you should lose your career, your life, your everything, right?
Right.
Maybe his is way further. I don't know what's going on with him.
Yeah.
But I've seen people lose everything over some.
Yeah. Like, I remember when it was early YouTube days, and there would be like that mob mentality when someone would do something wrong, and they're like, oh, yeah, let's all hate on him together. Yay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Remember that? That was like the pre-cancel culture.
I remember kind of when like we started popping off, like it was like, once a week, we're going to be on Keemstar.
Keem was the start of the cancel culture.
I don't.
Probably.
He really was.
I don't know, but I remember like if you hit Keem's show, man, there was going to be a wave of hate coming.
I know. He created that mob mentality.
I don't know if he created it.
But he was definitely one of the OGs.
One of the first.
Keem, I know, man, we're your homies. Don't bring them on me or us.
Yeah. I've become closer with Keem now, even though he's many times came at us hard, bro.
I know there was some drama that happened with me, and it was like it looked so bad. And I'm like, this isn't true. Like, what's about to happen? And I hit him up first. I'm like, listen, you're going to see this shit. I'm telling you, that's true. And he's just like, I have to do my research. I'm like, yo, bro.
Yep.
You're going to research, you're going to think it's true because it looks true and it's freaking not. But the right things happened, and he didn't.
That's cool.
Stake me in the cancel culture.
Yeah, he's just that was like his job back then to keep up with all the drama.
Does he still do that?
Not so much.
Not so much.
Yeah, not so much.
Someone will take his place and do it, which is not healthy.
Yeah, I don't know. But I just always avoided it. Never responded one time ever.
Yeah.
Not to
smart.
One.
That's what you're supposed to do. As bad as you want, you probably like wrote something like, nah, delete, 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 delete.
Yeah, I just
drafts.
I just knew that I had to make a vlog the next day. That was it.
Right.
So I have no time for this vlog, and just kept on track.
When did you guys stop vlogging? Like when you were like when you stopped doing the dailies?
How
long has that been?
We were definitely getting really worn out.
2018.
Really worn out. And we started like I think the viewers could start to see like. The joy's not really there. It was like when you turn that camera on and you're you're your character. That's what it was. I had to snap into character rather than just hitting record.
Yeah.
So I was like, I was kind of having to act it out more. I was just like, I gotta edit tonight. Then it would be like, you know what? I'm not gonna edit. I'll just post the next day. And then it slowly like, I'll just post the next day. And it started dragging out to like, once the daily vlog ended, it was like the biggest weight of my life came off. It was like these shackles came off of like this genuine, like I couldn't be more thankful for it, but it was like it was time. It was like I was growing out of it. I was evolving.
How many years did you guys go for straight?
500 and some days.
No, that was just a streak.
Well, yeah, streak. Without stopping.
And you're editing them all.
Everyone. That was the streak, but we had kids. We did 6 years? 6 years?
Yeah, that was about me too, six.
Yeah, and I just really started like mentally starting to feel like this isn't healthy. This isn't healthy. Like when your kids want to do something, but you're like, it's probably not going to be good for the vlog.
Oh, I know.
Then it's like,
I know that conversation.
That's when you start like, this isn't healthy. Bro, I gotta do what's right for everybody.
What do we do, man? All these kids do it now. Probably. Is there daily vloggers? I'm sure.
I think there's daily like TikTokers. Like they film their day every day.
I don't think it's the algorithm anymore.
Really?
Back then it was.
Yeah, you had to be every day.
It had to be every day. If you missed a day, you were punished. That was part of the like mental health.
YouTube.
Does that feel like another life ago?
Yeah.
To me, it felt like...
It doesn't even feel like it existed, which is weird.
That's how I am.
Because it's like I don't have those memories as memories. I have them as videos that I see that memory as the video, right? Does that make sense? Like you'll think back like, oh, that time I did that thing.
Almost like a dream.
Right. The time I did that thing, whatever. But when you think about it, you think about the actual content of it, right? Like what you saw on the screen.
Yeah.
Not like you being there with the camera, right?
Yeah, because you're watching it through a screen.
Right.
Even when you're filming it.
Right. And so when you edit it that night, and then when you think back, like, oh, what was that day like in my mind? It's just like you just see that video. It's fucked up.
We also went from a time where it was super frowned upon to have somebody film you. You had to vlog, right? Like this was the only way.
Yeah.
Right? And if you had a camera guy, it was like,
like this isn't authentic.
There was a major disconnect with the viewer. Yeah, which I still believe is real.
Yeah, it's real. They like that idea of like, They're here. Yeah, like that's it. You're not putting on a performance. That's just you.
And now it's completely flipped.
Everybody has a cameraman.
Oh. Everybody has a cameraman, and I think it looks good.
Mm-hmm.
But we were in a time where you had to do it all, dude. In fact, do you remember, it was even, if people knew you had an editor, right?
Really?
Do you remember? You had to edit yourself. You had to film, you had to edit, people loved that.
You guys were so...
Demanding.
And then like you do a brand new, but like, how dare you sponsor something? But I'm working.
Now,
like, I want to be paid for this.
And now everybody's numb to it. Now you see a brand, you're just like, skip.
Well, not me. Man. Like I would only make videos when it was a brand deal for like the last couple years. And like, you always come back when it's a brand deal. I'm like, bro, if I made this video, I'd make $100. All that work that I put in that video, like at least I made some money.
Mm-hmm.
People don't get it. They're like, this can't be your job.
Yeah.
You're a sellout. Like they want you to make videos because you're doing it for them for fun.
Yeah. Well, I think there's a happy medium there.
Yeah. I mean, that's how we presented it in the beginning though, because it was fun and we weren't making any money. It was like, yay.
It was so fun. Yeah. It was fun before the money. It was fun when the money. It was fun.
It was fun when there was wasn't much pressure because it didn't matter. It was like no one's really watching it.
That's true.
Yeah, there was no pressure. That's it was true. Just like, oh, it's fun. Yeah, edit it. Oh, cool. I have this memory now forever. Put it on the internet. Oh, wow, a couple of people watched it. But then it was like hundreds of thousands of people like, what are you going to do tomorrow? I don't know.
Hey, we got to make a video. It's 9 p.m. Yeah, we had that so much.
Yeah.
It's like the end of the day. We're like pulling our hair out. We have to make a video.
We're like, let's go in the basement. No one will know it's dark out starting the video.
We did do that.
That's it. When it's dark out and you start a video, you're like, fuck.
Why was that a problem?
I know, no.
But in my head, we can't start a video in the dark.
Yeah.
And in the winter in Ohio, that's 5 o'clock.
The 5 o'clock, yeah.
So you had to have that video shot.
It's like, yo, it's 8 o'clock, Jen. What are we going to do? Go put that little blow-up suit on and go down to the gym and run on the treadmill. Okay. Shit, that only was like 3 minutes of the vlog. What else are we going to do?
Yeah.
Like, throw water on me. I don't know.
They're just different times, man. And even that was still very entertaining. It didn't matter. The viewer loved it.
We were so many people's childhoods growing up. Like, that's what I'm getting now. Like, I'll go, like, it's like 22 years old usually is like the time age. And I'll go somewhere, like, I'll go to like the movies and there's like somebody at the register. Like, oh, shit, Jesse.
Watch you when I was a kid.
I'm like, what? I'm like, obviously you're not gonna watch now because I'm not making anything, but you grew up, we don't watch YouTube. And it's like I'm super famous with no views. Like, which is cool. And it's just like I'll just go out and like so many people recognize me, but it's like it's just this weird thing for my brain. I'm like, yeah. Whoa, it's so weird. And it's I just don't know how to navigate that sometimes.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, they're all grown up. So this was smart, like podcast.
Right before the podcast, I felt that. It was like the vlog channel was depleting. But when I go out, everyone knows me.
Right.
And it's like, it's not matching the views. And every human, everybody, I'm not even kidding, everybody. I used to watch you when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And that's when
it feels good though. You're like, wow. And you talk to them.
It makes me feel old.
Really? No, it makes me feel, well, yeah, that's it. But I'm always like, wow. They'll tell me a story about something that they've done because we've done.
Yeah.
Like, wow, that's cool.
Yeah. So my direction to evolve, just like we did from pranks to vlogs to now podcasts, was adults are listening to podcasts. So I'm basically chasing my audience down. They were kids. Now they're adults. They're going to school, smart. College, gym. How do I get my viewers back? Because they know me, but they don't want to watch the childish content.
So smart, Roman. Yeah. I think I'm going to.
You should start a podcast.
Will you guys watch me?
It's the future.
I'll talk about some shit, though. And I don't know if a YouTube will allow me. I go crazy sometimes.
Well, that's kind of the beauty of podcasts, too. Is
right. Like, you can put it on other platforms.
You can really get like. You wouldn't come over for a vlog, right? But you will for a podcast. And you wouldn't get away with saying some of the things you'd say on a vlog, but you do on a podcast. It's this like, this code that the podcasts have. And it's also like, I believe the only long form people are watching now.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right.
And then you double down because this creates 30 shorts, right?
Yeah, TikTok. I keep seeing you on TikTok. Your TikTok is exploding. Yes. Yeah, you're killing it. I'm like, whoa, what's going on here? This is the new wave. I mean, it's been there. I just was always like, I'm always like, I don't want to do it. Everyone's doing a podcast.
I know.
And it's just like, you're dumb. You should be doing it.
We're like 20 some episodes in. Like,
we're babies.
But they're popping off.
I had to like pray nonstop to find my next joy. That's the most important part. It's like, I'm either retiring and hanging out with my kids and my wife, done. Or I'm going to find my next joy. And podcasting kept coming up and coming up and coming up. And then there was like deals being offered to me. You want to do a podcast? And I'm like, whoa. So then I just personally started listening. What is this podcast stuff? Mm-hmm. Then I was like, oh, these are fun to listen to, man. Like I'm 2-hour episode. I'm like, man, I wish that was longer. I'm like, what's happening?
Damn.
This is wild. Then I was like, I'm going to start a podcast. I'm going to chase down my viewers. I'm going to continue my journey and it's going to be fun. And I know my viewers see my joy in it.
Yeah.
It's pure.
No, I see it too.
It's real.
I see it too. It's inspiring.
And I get to like catch up.
Same.
When would you and I just sit down and chill for an hour and a half?
Never.
Never.
I mean, why not? Can we after this? What are you doing?
Absolutely.
How long are you out here?
Dinner, Hillstone.
How?
Santa Monica.
This week?
Or tonight.
You're going tonight? Okay. What's Hillstone?
Barbecue. Ribs. You're probably vegan now. You moved to LA.
I tried it. It was not
Did you
good.
Try it?
Yeah, it was hard.
Dude, there for a moment, I forgot we were on a podcast.
Yeah.
I was literally just chatting with you.
But
we're talking about real life.
How long are you here for, though?
Just quick. Yeah, tomorrow.
Unreal.
Tomorrow and the next day.
You and Chappelle just living out there. That's where he's out there, right? Ohio?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah,
Ohio boys, dude, for life. We got an apartment out here for a while in LA.
You do? Right now?
We did.
Oh.
It's been like 3 years since we've been out here.
A country boy, man.
Long time.
I can't be in that traffic, dude.
It's bad. I mean, I don't know how much longer I can last here in LA, to be honest with you. Like I said, I'm going to try to sell all my stuff. You guys want to buy my stuff?
Dude, imagine you get the van.
Yeah.
And you're creating content all over the country, wherever you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
Creating podcasts out of your van.
I think Steve-O was doing that, which is pretty cool. Yeah.
A lot of people do it. Yeah. Tom Green.
Oh, yeah.
He's doing it.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah.
It's an idea, actually.
I've been doubled down in on some vlogs.
I mean, right now, my real focus right now is I have a studio in Santa Monica where I built a motion capture stage.
Sick.
Yeah,
I've been seeing that.
I did the last dog video under this. And we built this during the bull run of the NFT bull run.
God, that was a fun time.
Right, and it was just too
much fun.
But like, as I was watching the bull run pop off, and I'm like, all this shit is selling, and I'm like, this is so bad. I'm like, well, how is this? Why is this working or that working? But it's working, $60 million. I'm like, I was like, okay, I want to build something in this. This is going to be my new thing. It's like, this is definitely it. So as we're building it, we're making full 3D avatars and motion capture and all this shit. And then the bear market hits and everyone's gotten scammed and NFTs got FUDded and it looks really bad. And it was, a lot of people got fucking scammed, unfortunately. And then I just released the project during the bear market. It's all right, but it's just like I built this whole system. I don't know, how do you guys feel about NFTs? You talk about NFTs?
I actually enjoyed it a lot.
Do you still play in the NFT world or talk about it?
I watch it, but I don't buy or sell or...
Right. I mean, that's what happened. Everyone... makes me so angry because a lot of bullshit got through and like the things with real utilities didn't. And I'm not going to get on here and promote my NFT project.
I think there's another... There's another bounce.
I fully believe the savior, like we were saying, with like the Google and the YouTube and Facebook, they have too much stake in our digital footprint. And that's why I love NFTs, because we can own our digital footprint and not have a third party censoring us. So I feel like that's going to be the real utility inside of decentralization and digital stuff that we create for the internet. And hopefully, it's just like MP3s. Remember when MP3s came out?
Oh, yeah.
And everyone's like, yo, music's dead. MP3s are free. Yep. And then it was Napster and all these scams for the artists were getting fucked. And everyone thought music was dead. But no, we just adapted.
New.
Yeah, I feel like what NFTs are. It's like just a new MP3.
But the confusion on NFTs is through the roof.
Yeah, there's people don't know.
Massive disconnect. There's a, you know, I remember hearing about it. I was like, first of all, it's the dumbest thing I ever heard.
Right. Yeah, same.
A little digital.
I'm like, why would I? Yeah.
Right?
Somebody told me about it 2 years prior to, so it was like 3 years ago. I'm on a plane with this guy. He's like, yo, I'm doing this thing and it's a, you're going to do a signature and it's on the blockchain and we're going to sell it for charity. I'm like, no, it's so stupid. I'm like, no, I'm not doing that. Like, I wasn't even listening. I wouldn't even listen to him. He did it for Paris Hilton. And when it popped off, she sold it for like $250,000. And that was the first like major, one of the first major NFTs.
She's all in on it.
And that guy told me about it way before. And I'm like, a whole year goes, or 2 years go by, and then someone connects me with him. He's like, oh, hey, remember me? I'm like, oh,
yeah, I remember
shit.
You.
He's like, I was telling you about this. I was like, oh, fuck, funny.
Yeah, I think there's just a massive confusion. Everyone thinks it's a goofy picture that you're buying, right?
Yeah, but they also, a lot of people... We're seeing people make money. So they're like, okay, I got to invest in this and I'm going to make money right away. And they weren't thinking about what's the utility. And I think once we start demonstrating some sort of utility in NFTs, it should work. Yeah. For example, I think like concert tickets could be NFTs because people buy concert tickets and then they resell them on the secondaries. And then the original concert ticket sellers don't get any of that. So if they could make that as an NFT, it'll always kick back on the secondaries. And I feel like that's one sort of utility.
Mm. There's a ton of utility out there and there'll be another bounce.
Yeah.
But it's going to weed out a lot of
trash. And I also think, this is just my conspiracy theory, is like the YouTubes and the Googles of the world don't like NFTs because it's coming out their bag. Mm-hmm. So they're flaming the FUD. You know, they're like, yo, yeah, this is bad. This is terrible. Let's get rid of these. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's just my conspiracy. But we'll move on past the subject.
Yeah. Because I know NFTs bore people.
YouTube hates NFTs. So... I do too hate them, man. They're terrible.
Screw NFTs, bro.
Yeah, fuck.
The safety of all your stuff online too is scary. That's scary to me.
Yeah, there's
got to be some.
There's not. It's not there yet. We're just not there yet.
That stuff creeps me out, man.
We're just not there. Yeah. But all right, move past it.
Move past it. We're done with it.
You can even cut that if you want.
We'll decide.
Cut that one.
Yeah, I don't know how our last NFT talk.
Yeah, anything NFT on YouTube goes crazy. They hate it.
Yeah, it's I think weird. We had a big topic with Shay, actually.
Yeah.
I don't know how people reacted to it.
They don't like it.
Because he lost his Bored Ape.
He did. Yeah, he got it stolen. Straight up.
I got educated, Shay. Come on, bro.
You click one wrong link and it's gone. Whoop. That's scary, bro.
So scary.
That's $250,000.
Damn, they stole his ape.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Damn.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Did you dump a bunch of money into it?
I actually was very profitable in NFT.
Made money?
Bull run. Well, let's say I broke even. I lost a lot on some I bought, but then I bought one and I sold it for a lot. And that one I sold for a lot, I sold at the right time.
Nice.
And it was like kind of cut even.
Yeah, that's a scary market, man. It's a scary market if you're putting the only money you have in it.
Yeah.
If you have money to play, whatever.
It needs to be utility. So like, I'll just say this one thing, you can cut it. The NFT project I did, we made actual 3D digital assets that you can use in Unreal Engine. I don't know if you know what Unreal Engine
is. Yeah, of course.
And Unreal Engine is a game engine where you could, you know, create video games and animations. That's how I did the last dog video. So if you go on Unreal Engine's marketplace and you're like, I want to buy an environment to play with, you know, make content in. It could be like $2,500 just to buy the environment. And so what we did was we took all the assets from the music video that like that we built, the 3D assets, and the Snoop avatar. And if you hold an NFT, you can download them for free. So now you just spend $80 and you get $10,000 worth of assets. You know what I'm saying? So I still need to find that audience of people that actually want to download
that
assets.
Need the assets.
And there's only like 100,000 people that follow Unreal Engine, right? So it's like, so I was just like, here's a demonstration of utility. And the people that get it are freaking out. So I just feel like that's one way of using some sort of utility. So now it's not just a digital photo, but it's a key to open up a vault for assets for you to download. Correct. Of your favorite music video. So if we do a Post Malone music video, the environment that we used, you can download it and put your own avatar in it.
Yeah.
And that's basic utility, but...
Jason's brains back here is just exploding.
Yeah, that's a good utility, right?
That was a good example.
Yeah, and the NFT is $80. So if you want to download an environment on a marketplace, it's $2,000. But if you want to use it for commercial, it could be $10,000. You can use ours commercial license.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it's cool. Like,
yeah, I think it's coming.
Yeah, people
it's
just don't get it. People don't understand time. It. Just think they're getting robbed, and they are. There are so many scams.
It's just like us trying to make shorts right now. We don't get it, but it's coming.
I know. How are the shorts? What's the plan?
Okay, I'll give you an example. We just made a shorts. Because right now you don't have a shorts tab on your main channel,
yeah.
Everybody's making a second channel for shorts because it's ugly.
Yeah.
It's like I'd post a podcast, then I have all these shorts stacked on top. It looks bad. Apparently they're going to make a new tab, organize your channel. Everybody's going to start on your channel. For us, we just made a shorts channel. It's about 2 weeks old. To give you an idea, the YouTube clips, which are about 3 minutes long, last week did 2,700 views. This is without me ever. This is the first time ever mentioning it. I've never posted about it. We just went with it. The shorts did 127,000 views last week with zero mention.
Oh, wow.
So imagine 6 months from now, millions of views churning. YouTube's putting half their AdSense in shorts January 1st.
Oh.
That will be split with shorts creators.
How do you become a short creator?
Create shorts.
Oh, shit. I did just try a short where you can take an old YouTube video and turn it into a short.
Oh.
And then when you look at the short, there's a little tab to watch the full video.
And that is the key.
Right.
If you started having your podcast shorts popping.
Right.
But that's sending everybody to the main.
Full, yeah. You can do that now. You can do it now.
Dream. Yeah, but you got to get the shorts popping. But what I'm saying
is... Yeah, my shorts aren't... I put it up. It got 40, I like put up like the Silver Surfer video or something to try and recycle my old shit.
But the goal is like mass amounts of content.
Yeah.
That's the algorithm.
It's not a day.
It's not a one and
30
done.
30 a day.
Yeah.
It's not the...
But when you have a whole podcast, you have 30.
Yeah.
Who's editing
these? Yeah, so we'll do 3 to 4 shorts a day.
Okay.
And then,
on the shorts channel.
Yeah. So basically that runs us the whole week to the next guest. Whole week, next guest. It's gonna pop.
YouTube, man.
You should start a shorts channel.
A shorts channel and a podcast.
And a podcast.
Come subscribe to Jesse Wellens podcast. No, I don't know what I'd call it. What I call it. I don't know.
Prank first prank.
No.
You and Gina can do it together.
Oh, that would be a banger, bro.
I mean, we should do it.
His eyes, bro. He just went.
I'm like,
well, maybe.
Then we could do an episode. I was actually like thinking with my boy Ryan. You know Ryan, Skits and Giggles, Ryan back in the day.
Skits and Giggles.
Remember him?
No.
That was his channel back in the day. Ryan Skits and Giggles. He wants me to do a podcast too. So we were talking about it. But I was just like, look at all this stuff.
Yeah, but traveled here with this.
But this is
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
You're talking about Snoop videos. This is nothing. This is $20,000.
Roman's got the good lens on him. That's on you, ain't it?
That's on Britt.
That's
okay.
On me.
Oh, you probably look crispy. You probably look crispy. Cut to Britt's lens.
Look at that crisp.
What is that? Like a
200.
Oh shit. That probably looks sick.
Yeah. All you can see is this.
It's that tight?
It's just... No, it looks good.
What else, buddy?
What else? What else for you, man? I think that was an absolutely amazing catch-up, dude.
Yeah.
I think you seriously should.
How long have we been doing this right now? Hour 20. Okay, how long are they usually?
Nice, dude. I like whatever's natural.
Okay.
We can go 10 hours.
Okay, I'm fine. And the editor, good luck with this one.
We're just going to sit here all night.
Can you order some food? We'll just eat, do some ASMR.
But yeah, yeah. Whatever. What else? Are we done? We closing it? Any other cool
topics?
I don't
know, man. It's been so good to catch up with you.
Yeah.
Like, it feels like, I don't think there's a single cut.
Really?
This is so genuine.
What about the NFT shit? You might have to cut
that. I don't believe it. You know
what? NFTs.
We leave it because it's real and you know, every conversation's not going to be for everybody.
Right.
But I, you know, there are some people that's like, man, yeah, Jesse's spot on with that. And there's going to be a guy that's like, screw NFTs. So
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, NFTs, yeah. Yeah, what else?
Is what it is.
Wait, I feel like I want to ask you something. Hold on. Don't leave yet.
All right, this is the Jesse Wellen podcast.
No, I wanted what else I want to ask you? I don't know. Okay, never mind. I'm just
nothing.
Taking the time.
Just went blank, dude.
You have five kids now? Four.
Four? Let's not jump the gun.
When did you have the last one?
Done.
2 years ago.
Yeah.
Almost.
Little girl? What's her name?
Boy.
Boy?
Bro, this boy was wild hyena, born while they were storming the Capitol, bro. January 6th.
Oh, really? That day?
Yeah.
Really?
And I was like, and now that
I'd have a C-section.
Bro, he's as wild as a coyote, bro.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah. Well, congratulations.
Thanks, man.
Little squad.
I can't wait to see a little.
How many more are you going to have?
That's it.
No more?
That's it.
No more.
What? That's it.
He won't let me have any
more. I'll be in Mexico.
You want more?
Some days.
Okay. She goes from I'm done to I could really have another kid.
When's the last time you guys went on like a vacation without the kids?
Right now.
Really?
Yeah, this is our vacation. Yeah. Yeah, it's fantastic. Fantastic, bro.
Oh, I mean.
We got to the airport. She's like, man, you are really, I'm just like on a whole nother level.
Oh, because you're just like.
Yeah, it's like a moment
energy.
Away.
Oh, right, yeah. Right.
It's like,
I mean, I wouldn't know. I never had kids, but I can only imagine.
Well, you might.
Ladies, I'm single. Signal? What did I just say?
How's dating? How's dating in LA?
Oh, it's the worst.
Especially with a super success on the internet. It's got to be.
No, well, not just that, but like LA. Thing about LA dating, I've learned, even with everybody I see that's dating in my friends group, is there's too many sparkly things. You know what I mean? There's too much happening, and it's like, I don't know how to explain it. Does that make sense? Like, too many sparkly things. Like, I feel like if I lived in Philly, where there's not as many attractive people, not saying Philly people aren't attractive, but like living in Venice Beach, it feels like I'm on a movie set.
Everyone's fit.
Everyone's attractive and fit, and it's just like too many sparkly things. So it's just like, it's hard to date. So even for like, you know, I'm just watching, I've never seen like a real relationship stay in my friend group. Everyone always breaks up.
Hmm.
And so it's been tough. And for me, dating, I don't know. I just can't find anyone that matches my energy, I guess what it is. Yeah, it's not been good.
Come to Ohio and stay.
Yeah,
for a while.
That's why I keep thinking about leaving. I want to live in Tahoe. Have you been to Tahoe?
Mm-mm.
I haven't, but the photos are unreal. Yeah, Lake Tahoe?
Yeah.
It's like, it looks crystal clear.
The water is crazy.
But it's cold.
Well, no, it's got their seasons. It's warm in the summer, but like, yeah, that's where I'd live.
Beautiful.
And there's no hot people.
Oh, you'll find a nice.
But one hot person, I'll find you, and then we're good. Then we won't see any other hot people.
I bet you find a real human girl out there.
A human, yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone in LA is like an influencer or an actress or this or that. So it's tough.
You're in the city of it right now. That's where you are living on a movie set.
Movie set, yep.
So. But, yeah. Well, man, I hope for the best, dude.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you for coming.
Hopefully this was entertaining.
Well, this is one of my favorite episodes.
Seriously?
Yeah, absolutely.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, man.
It's my favorite episode too.
Love it, dude. All right, we're going to wrap it. That's a wrap. That's the Roman Atwood podcast. We love you guys. We should have started with you. What up, peeps?
Yo, what up, peeps? Welcome back to the
bed. I started like four vlogs ago. I started
peace
my vlog.
Peace on the streets. Son. Who was I? Yo, son. I watched those videos and I'm like a little cringed.
Yeah, but that,
sometimes
it was entertainment, man. That was your character.
I know. It was like this character. Yeah. That was a whole other life. Anyways, sorry.
Thank you all for watching. Thank you all for listening. We love you. You're beautiful. You're one of a kind. Smile more. Yeah, buddy.
Peace on the streets.
Son. Thank you, man. Thanks for your time, dude.
Of course.
Thanks for all the...
Hopefully that was good. I didn't...
Oh, really I loved it. I loved it, man.
That was great.
It was real. Anything real is good.
Yeah.
Just rap with Jesse.
Did it.